Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
I feel like we waited a long time for the jingle today.
There was a long pause there.
It could have been a second or two, but that's a long time in radio land.
I think they're messing with us.
You think so?
I don't know. They keep changing something up. It's weird.
You think the people over at Blog Talk Radio are tuning into us every week and going, I wonder what we can do to them next week?
Right, because we're the only ones that like pay attention to it. Some shows just talk over it.
Oh, I got some stuff for you later that you're going to enjoy, speaking of that.
Oh, nice.
Well, what else is on the show this week?
Well, we have a streaker at a Cardinals game. Says he lost a bet.
Who are the Cardinals again?
It's a baseball team.
Where are they out of?
St. Louis.
Oh, okay, St. Louis Cardinals, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, we've got the zombie human eating stories that we just can't ignore.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I saw some headlines, but I have to say I didn't read them because I knew you were on them.
I am on it, and it's... makes me queasy talking about it, but we can't ignore it.
More of that.
Just can't.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We got a priest that apologizes for unholy language on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know priests were on Facebook.
It's kind of weird, right?
Is
you
that
think
a new
they
thing?
Would they wouldn't be.
Yeah, well, I guess why not?
I wonder what the status would be.
Well, you got to spread the good word social networking.
That's
style,
right.
I suppose. We've got Kathy Lee, who was so good at making life awkward on television.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Strange.
Very awkward.
And I have a YouTube video of David Lee Roth, some separate vocals from a song. That's pretty funny.
Sure to make you laugh.
It's pretty interesting.
And finally, we've got a new segment here on the Derek and Kay Show. And
oh,
it's
yeah?
called The Best of BTR.
Oh.
You're going to love it.
Interesting.
It's
I like that.
It's a new segment.
Wow.
You're going to love it.
That sounds good.
Very exciting. All right. Are you ready to start the show?
All right. All coming up.
Let's
right
start
after
it. Press the button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
This is fun.
You are really dumb. For real. So you can run and tell
back.
Oh, boy.
P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus.
Hooray!
Oh, my.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Winning?
I think it's yes!
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's the cat?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
My Where? Mom's gonna be pissed at.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is June 3rd, 2012.
June 3rd, and it's time to mow the lawn. Is that what that is?
I guess so. Summer into spring into summer, something like that.
I guess. It's not really officially summer, but I guess Memorial Day was the unofficial start of summer,
and
apparently.
Yeah, and people are, like, mowing their lawns and all that.
Are they?
I don't know.
Is that what they were doing this weekend on the three-day weekend?
It's what you hear in the suburbs, I think. Something like that.
Not here in the city, though.
We're over 9,800 listens and growing.
Woo,
yeah,
exciting.
It's really great.
Very exciting.
I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I'm Mudkip.
Mudkip?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a Pokemon.
I've never heard of that Pokemon.
It's a starter Mudkip? Pokemon from Pokemon Ruby and... Wait, Pokemon Ruby and Pearl? Ruby and Sapphire?
Oh.
I think. Right? Mudkip?
That might be why I don't know about it.
Well...
Not so powerful?
I did not choose Mudkip as my starter Pokemon. I think I chose the grass type because I'm partial to the grass
yes.
type Pokemon. I like that. That's very geeky talk, which we're gonna do more of next week on our Nintendo.
Oh yeah,
show.
Oh yeah.
But thanks for tuning in. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
You can like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on our Twitter feed at our handle, DK Radio. And call us when we're live between 7 and 8 at 661-467-2416. Call us to participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing.
We want to hear it.
Tell us we suck. Tell us we're great. Tell us anything. We would love to hear from you.
Cha-cha-cha! I was wondering which way you're going to go with that. Wasn't too sure.
There's always a different way for me to go with it. I get, you know, I sometimes I don't want to go with the cha-cha-cha.
I understand.
Sometimes I want to go
sometimes
with something
a little
different.
Sometimes you're not in the mood for a little cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, you know, cha-cha-cha sounds good for some time, but not all for all the time.
Not all the time.
Anyway, you've got all kinds of notifications going on your phone. You go,
I do.
What was that notification?
That was just the Facebook check-in.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to affect the show.
Facebook check-in?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a notification?
I mean a Foursquare check-in.
Oh, Foursquare. You've got a different different sound for every notification on your phone?
A little bit, yeah, a little different. Well,
wow.
different emails and, text messages, all that stuff.
That is craziness.
Is it?
Yes.
Most of them, you know, are Peach.
But I guess one was our jingle, our show jingle, whenever you get an email.
That's right. When we get an email, my phone goes,
The Derrick and Kay Show.
Which is really
love
exciting,
that.
which I must say, really strange at 4 in the morning.
I bet it is.
It's really like, what? I don't know. Maybe I zone out the all the other Peach ones. But when that comes on, it like wakes me up. I don't know.
Has that happened at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, we've gotten some weird emails. I don't know, it's like a Twitter thing or...
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
Like someone's retweeting something.
Strange.
Or retooting.
Retooting.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to pull back the curtain for just one moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember, well, we were on the air last week, and before we came on the air, the jingle was all messed up, and we started laughing.
Oh.
Blog Talk Radio.
It happens a lot.
That check, yeah.
It happens more than you know,
yeah.
Right? And but because when the podcast goes up, it's completely normal.
Yeah.
So I want
you got the isolated.
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
I wanted to let the fans know exactly why we're laughing in the beginning of the show. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
really weird.
It's hard not to laugh when this is going on. So here's a little. We're gonna roll back the curtain a little bit.
Nice.
We're gonna pull back the curtain and let you listen to what happens behind the scenes. Oh, I should probably click away from this mic.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
I just
four,
did that.
3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derrick.
Hey, Kay.
So that's what we hear.
That was great.
In the background. So
oh,
how
that's
can
funny.
We, I mean, how can you not laugh during that?
And if you, I don't think I noticed this the first time, but listening to it again, even the beep was a little warbly.
Yeah, the beep was totally warbly. Let's hear it again. Wait,
great.
Hold on. I got, here we go. Oh, I should probably click away from this mic.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
I just did that.
3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, it's tough.
Hey, Derrick.
It's
really hard for us not to laugh. So that is why.
That's pretty great.
That is why we're laughing. And it's happened several times.
Oh, yeah. It's always a little different, too. It's not just like that. Sometimes. Yeah, that one was really bad.
Yeah.
That was like one of the best.
It didn't happen today, so we didn't laugh.
It was pretty clean, although there was that pause.
Yeah, the pause.
Yeah.
Are we
that.
Imagining the pause or it is always
no,
always like
that? No, I think there
that.
Was a pause.
I think there was a pause.
Because I was like, and then, you know, it's just like that 1 second where you're going to come
you're
on.
Like, and.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we on? It's, yeah.
As we know, not everybody respects the Blog Talk Radio jingle.
That's right.
Blog
Some people just talk over it.
Yeah, when they talk, well, we've got several.
Oh, we've done, yes.
Clips
we've done
in our history
share
where
of
we,
that.
Where we
but
either
we know
talk
it.
Before it happens
yeah.
or we talk over it by accident. But a lot of people just talk over it and they don't care.
Yeah, I wish I had a collection of those from some other shows. Actually, shows hosted by Blog Talk Radio people.
Yes, that I don't understand.
There's like three of them. They just did it every week and they messed it up and they just laughed it off.
So Blog Talk Radio, we're gonna put this out there. I'm gonna put it out there on the Twitter. If you work for Blog Talk Radio, maybe you should. Get it together so
yeah.
you don't talk over the Blog Talk Radio jingle.
Be a good example.
Yes.
Don't show people what, you know, what everyone else is doing. I mean,
I did hear a couple of those Blog Talk Radio University podcasts where they did chop
they
over the jingle.
Up. Yeah, it's horrible.
It was just dreadful. And what are you doing? You work for Blog Talk Radio.
They got to know the deal, right? And they should be a shining example of broadcasting.
Yes.
But they don't seem to have that.
Yes, and you know, to,
yeah,
we're
I'm talking
not,
to you.
And we're not.
Blog Talk
we're talking
University.
To you, Blog Talk, and we're not. Saying that we are the best show on Blog Talk Radio, we're not saying
no,
that we're awesome. We're not saying that we're like that we are the best ever. We're just saying that we don't talk over the jingle.
We don't.
And that maybe everyone else should lead from our example.
That's right. We may not be the best, but we are
the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yes,
we got that going for
that
us.
That is exactly what we're saying.
Yeah. You know, they're looking for guests on their shows, the Black Talk University.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, but they're like at weird times. They're like Tuesday afternoons or Wednesday.
Tuesday afternoon?
I don't know.
But what,
maybe we could do a remote.
What sort of...
I don't know.
What, from our respective offices?
I don't know how that would work, yeah.
What kind of guests are they looking for?
I don't know. It's like they want to, like, plug a show and talk about a show. I don't know. I was thinking maybe we should do it, but then I was like...
We should totally do that.
But how's it going to... Yeah, we'll have to talk about some of the details.
We can't do it on Tuesday afternoon.
It's that
tough.
Well,
you could if you took a day off.
I guess I could do that.
And if I took a day off...
It's a lot for us to do.
It's kind of stupid.
For one of their shows, it's not very good.
Where they talk over the Blog Talk Radio jingle.
Right, they don't respect the...
I don't understand.
They don't respect
Blog Talk Radio.
You got to respect... You can't talk over Blog Talk Radio Sally.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we try not to use profanity on the show.
That's
here.
That's true.
You know? So, I think we should be a featured show.
A featured show would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to keep that going.
Are you listening, Blog Talk Radio?
That's right. Wow, we're devoting all this time to you.
We are.
Yeah.
We sound desperate, don't we?
But we're not. We had 9,800 listens.
That's fantastic.
And growing.
And growing. So would that mean we're going to hit the 10,000 mark soon,
right?
Oh,
we are, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That is really exciting.
When
it's
we hit
time.
We should have a party.
We're going to have a party.
A patty.
We're going to like uncork some champagne.
That's right. Put some St. Germain in there.
Yeah.
A little lemon. Yeah,
all
celebration.
That party. Party time. Party time.
So yesterday I was driving home from work.
Yeah.
And was it yesterday? It was yesterday. And you know how it was raining kind of a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It was really crazy weather. It was really windy and rainy and stuff.
So you know my deal with spiders, right?
Uh-oh.
And how I really can't deal with them.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed I was driving home and I noticed that there was the giantest spider in the world crawling on my window.
Uh-huh.
And it was going to crawl all over to the windshield, but my windshield wipers were going, and it scared it away.
Uh-huh. This is outside the vehicle.
Outside the vehicle.
Okay.
But you know, if it's on the window, it seems like it's inside the vehicle a little bit, and it was one of those brown sort of semi-translucent spiders.
I know those. I hate those kinds. I know those kind of had trouble with them in the past.
But it was large.
Oh, boy.
Like, it was the largest spider.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to it, and that makes me really uncomfortable. I know it was on the outside of the car. It was on
raining.
The driver's side. It was raining. I was moving. The car was moving. So
it's
it probably,
long.
Like, flew off the car.
That's long gone.
But even today, as I got into the car, I was paranoid that it might have snuck in.
You're looking around a little
extra around.
Careful.
Yes. And even more dumb made by the fact that I got out of the passenger side the day that this spider was
You
on
really
the
did?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I was afraid that it still might be.
There it is.
On the driver's side, and I would get out, and it would jump on me or something.
That's pretty funny.
So that's talking about irrational fears. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I know you don't like the spiders.
I
know
really
those
don't.
Those things are evil. I think those ones bite you. That's what I'm thinking.
They all bite you. They all bite you.
They all bite you?
Yes, they all bite you.
I'm sure when I lived when we lived together, we had spiders and for a brief time, and they were biting me.
Well, we had spiders
so we took
in.
Care.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They were in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. Spiders everywhere. I hate them.
I don't like them either. I don't like them in the house. I mean, I don't have the fear. But like,
I have the fear.
Yeah.
And I think they're amazing, beautiful creatures. And
they're
very cool. The web thing is cool.
Yeah.
They're
important.
The eating insects that are, you know, plentiful is cool.
Yeah.
They're a cool little animal. but I'm scared of them and I don't want them inside.
Sure.
Really, I'm scared. I don't know what the deal is. They're creepy. They creep me out.
They are kind of creepy.
Something about the eight legs. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and the biting probably doesn't help either.
The biting is terrible.
Hey, you know, I did something stupid. I couldn't believe I did this.
What did you do?
This isn't probably, you know, and looking back in the scheme of things.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You did something stupid?
I did do something stupid.
What was it?
I know, right? It's shocking. I left my keys in my door all night.
What?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I have done that. Have you done that? Yeah, I have.
I've done it for maybe about an hour.
I'm not going to joke. No, I did it all night.
And I'm like going to put my keys back, and I'm like, where are the keys? But no, this time I was trying to go somewhere this morning. Like, where the hell are the keys? Like, I know I came with a bunch of stuff.
How long did you look for them before you realized they were outside?
Not long at all. Not long,
really?
Like, seriously, like a minute. Like, I looked over here, I looked at the table, and I'm like, you know what? I brought a bunch of stuff. I wonder. And yeah, sure enough.
Well, it took you only a minute. That's
was
very
really,
impressive.
I was actually really quick. I was like, wait a minute. Because I'm very, like, careful where I always, like, put stuff usually in the same spot, like keys, wallet, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just checked those places, and I'm like, wait a minute. Something's not right here.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, and I was, like, looking at the keys, and I'm like, wait, are they all here? Did someone, like, take one? I was, like, getting paranoid. Someone might have messed with my car. They could have done anything. They could have made copies of these keys. I don't know. I felt really stupid, though. Seriously.
It does make you feel stupid because someone could have come in your house. Someone could have taken the keys, gone out to your car, driven around for a while.
Yeah, who knows?
But I've done it. I've done it before. But, I live in a house with, one other unit, so I wasn't really worried about it too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, oh, man, it does make you feel like an idiot, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it totally did, yeah.
You open the door, you put your key in, you open the door, and you just close the door behind
and
you.
Yeah, I don't need those keys.
It's one of the dumbest things you can do, along with looking for your glasses when they're on your face.
Oh, yes.
That's dumb, too.
Yes. I'm sure I've done that.
I've done it a million times.
And almost getting into the shower with glasses on.
Oh, I've done that.
I haven't actually done it.
I've gotten into the shower with the glasses on.
That's really special. I got foot up and almost in, but no, I stopped myself.
I've gotten full into the
really?
Shower.
Really? That's
yes.
funny.
And I've gotten into the shower with my underwear on before.
What?
Yeah. I've taken off all the rest of my clothing.
Wow, that's amazing.
And gotten in and been like, oh.
Like water running?
Yes.
Wow.
Water running.
Wow.
Everything.
That's
yeah.
really amazing.
I didn't get the underwear wet. I had my feet were the splash
oh, yeah,
on
you,
and I was
and
like
you realize it right away.
Yeah, and
like,
I got
oh,
out
geez,
and took, you know.
Heck, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So
I think I've almost gotten in with
clueless.
Socks. Yeah, it's weird.
If you get in with socks, then you got a real problem
a
on
problem.
Your hands because
yeah.
it's wet down
then
there.
You got wet socks.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
What there's nothing worse than wet socks, totally.
That's right.
It's
it'd be great to put all those together. Save, like, there's nothing worse. Like, all your, the more you knows. Like, I'd have to listen to some of them. That would be
all
great to
great
isolate
prophetic
all those.
Prophetic statements.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe that should be the name of the podcast. There's nothing worse than wet socks.
that's a good title.
The quote of the day.
We might have our title, yeah.
Well, the real title of the podcast had to do with the zombie attacks.
Yeah.
So last week we did talk about, we did break the story, I believe. About the Miami zombie attacker.
Oh, yes.
Who was naked and eating the face of his 65-year-old victim.
Yeah.
A homeless man, Robert Ronald
were they, were they
Popo.
Both, were they both homeless?
No. Just one of the
okay.
The victim was homeless. He's
yeah.
been homeless since 1970.
Oh, this poor person.
65-year-old Ronald Popo, or Popo, or whatever the hell his name is. Was eaten. His face was eaten by 31-year-old Rudy Eugene, who had actually been seeking spiritual guidance in scripture days before the attack happened. He posted on his Facebook, Psalm 59, deliver me from mine enemies,
yeah.
oh my Lord, da, 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 all that stuff. And he vowed to give up marijuana, and then he took
right.
some bath salts and ate someone's face.
Is that the order of events? I thought it was another drug he was on. Was it the bath?
Well, they don't know. They're just speculating
yeah.
that it was like bath salts or
I
whatever.
See. Well, yeah, that's crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. The guy's still in the hospital. He says, I guess 80% of his face is gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was in intensive care, right?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
If he survives, he's going to have a really hard time.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
There's been some pictures that got out, but
yeah.
I refuse to look at them.
I thought I saw one.
You did?
I thought I did. I don't know.
Oh, trifling.
Yeah, pretty bad stuff.
There were some 911 calls, but I'm not going to play them. I really, they're not very...
All right.
They're not very... they're just people calling and saying, that, hey, there's two naked guys.
Yeah.
But there's been... This week, there's been a string... Of people eating other people, or people
oh,
doing
no,
crazy
there's
things.
More.
Five stories.
Should we tease
Five.
This and go to break?
Sure.
Want to tease this? We'll come back with this.
And I'll tell you the rest of the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Five
we got,
stories?
We got five stories total.
Oh, my God.
Including the Miami face eater.
I saw a headline, but I didn't read it because I knew you were on it.
People eating penises and balls and now
oh,
faces
geez.
And now all kinds of things. So tune in.
All right. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with all of the...
This is not an eating during show.
No, don't put your food down.
Yes, please.
Wait for that.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Trolley, and you put it on there, and you hear the crooning of the Flavins and the... Hi, how you doing, baby? 23 Skidoo! Oh!
This rambling nonsense brought to you by Uber Nostrum.
Funding Deutsche Feldenkommt.
Uber Nostrum.
It's delicious.
Uber Nostrum tastes just like candy.
I mean, it's tasty.
I enjoy the freedom of Uber Nostrum.
It takes the pain away.
Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum makes me feel fresh.
Uber Nostrum improved my golf game.
I made $20,000.
I never knew love, and then I tried Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum.
I haven't tried in weeks. I think.
You should take Uber Nostrum, just in case.
There's no downside.
It looks great. I look great.
I feel great now.
I feel good.
Good.
Goodness.
Savory goodness.
Uber Nostrum.
This is going to sound strange, but I feel more like a woman.
I feel more like a woman.
Uber Nostrum changes lives.
Thank you, Uber Nostrum.
Thank God for
Uber Nostrum.
Du musst mehr gut gefühlen mit
Uber Nostrum.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Professional. The Derek and Kay Show.
I'm a vocal cannon, verbal mega manin. I'm so damn boss, some people call me Gannon. But I'm not pig-headed, so much as big-headed. I kill them seeds with ease like cheese, I leave them shredded. Don't forget it, yo, I keep it retronomical. My skill is astronomical, I jump over the obstacles. Travel across the land so that I can get my coins. And I'll score with the girl if she give me bonus points. Ain't no princess I can handle. The way I stretch in the bed, they call me Bionic Commando. And just to give you an example, I'm like a cross between Rambo and Hattori Hanzo. I love to shoot em up. I love to slice and dice, a Nintendo can be used as a flotation device. Works for me, now I know that I'm the shit. I'm a bona fide pimp player, 8-bit. 8-bit, players and pimps, throw your hands up high.
Hey, this is Derek and Kay Show. I love this.
I love this too. This is one of my favorite little 8-bit songs.
As
I love it.
As requested by Kay.
Oh, it's so great. You can email the Derek and Kay Show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Okay, so I don't want to talk long about these stories because
oh, yeah.
they totally gross me out.
They're
and
really
I want
gross.
To get to the weird news.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that in addition to the Miami face eating
yeah,
story,
yeah, yeah.
there were four additional stories that
I
happened
that
over
many.
The week that are like both horrifying and disgusting.
Yeah.
So the second story that happened... this is shortly after the Miami face-eating attack was a Maryland man was accused of eating his roommate's brain and heart in
what?
A zombie-like attack ranted on Facebook. So Alex Kinyua, who's 21, he's from Africa. He was a Morgan State University student, which is in Baltimore.
Okay.
He's living with this older guy who's 37. His name's Cujo Bonsafo Agye Cody.
Wow. That's quite the name.
well, he's also from Africa.
Okay.
He's from Ghana. Mm-hmm. And he, so the 21-year-old student killed the guy, stabbed him, dismembered him, ate part of his brain and heart, and buried part of the stuff in, like, his front yard or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is, like,
What was their relation?
This is Friday. This is Huh?
What was their relation between...
Were just friends. Or
they were
whatnot,
friends?
Not really friends. I guess they were living together. They were roommates.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they were both going... They both had gone to Morgan State, but one of them was a graduate student and one of them was an undergrad. Apparently, he had good grades and was going to be, you know, a junior or something like that. And I guess there was a previous incident where he had, like, hit a man with a baseball bat and, like, fractured his skull or something like that. So there was already previous trouble with this guy.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so and then his roommate, or no, his neighbor said they lived 2 doors down, said he was mowing his lawn on Saturday morning and he noticed Alex Kenya trimming the bushes with a machete. He didn't look angry.
Okay.
But he'd never seen that, before.
Yeah.
And then later, that guy's wife
dug
up the bushes during the sensitive investigation and they found a dismembered head and body parts.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's your zombie flesh-eating story out of Maryland. Thank you. And then this is from Sunday night after we got off the air.
Oh, really?
Yes. A man in Hackensack, New Jersey, stabbed himself repeatedly with a 12-inch knife in front of police and threw his skin and intestines at them.
Ew.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, he's still in the hospital. I can't believe he survived that, by the way. If you're stabbing yourself in the abdomen and your intestines are falling out, you're throwing in the people, I mean, you'd think that'd kill you, but I guess
he's
all right.
Yeah, like, how long are you going to be able to pull that one off?
It's just crazy. It's very Jurassic Park of him, if you ever...
Jeez.
And also, on Thursday, an American cage fighter, Jared Wyatt, ripped the heart out of a still-beating training partner after he feared he was possessed by the devil after smoking, or not smoking, he drank a tea with, like, wild mushrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
So he ripped his heart out.
Just bare hands?
Well, I think he ripped his...
How's that
he
possible?
Sliced, no, he sliced it open with a knife, his chest, and then ripped his heart out.
Wow.
While he was still alive. And Wyatt told police he had thrown the heart into a fire along with other organs he had removed from the body.
Yeah, because then you know they're gone.
Because he said he was fearful Powell was still alive and he needed to stop the devil.
Yeah. And I think you have to burn all the organs to make that happen.
I suppose. It's sick and psychotic. And the last story...
Wow.
...is a Canadian zombie porn sounded. Star.
Uh-huh.
It was a gay porn star, by the way.
Oh.
He was having an affair with some guy from China who was actually very cute. I saw a picture of him.
Uh-huh.
33-year-old June Lin. 29-year-old Luca Rocco Magnata remains at large despite a massive international manhunt. So they don't know where he is, by the way.
Okay.
He killed the guy, dismembered him, stuck his torso in a suitcase, tossed it in the trash in a Montreal apartment building, and I guess he maybe had eaten some of the parts. And he sent a severed hand and foot to Ottawa headquarters of Canada's Liberal and Conservative parties.
Oh, my gosh.
This is all kinds of messed up. And this is years after he had, he made this video of him, like, killing kittens with a vacuum cleaner or something.
What?
Or, like, feeding them to a snake, or he's a kitten killer.
Also. Oh, that's horrible.
So he's very disturbed, and they don't know where he is. He's somewhere in Europe. He said he might be dressed up like a woman.
They got to get this guy.
You got to get him.
Dressed up like a woman.
So people are going crazy.
Wow.
And that.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to say.
That's horrible.
What is happening in the world today? Do I have to worry about, like, my friend coming over and dismembering me and
probably
eating
not.
My flesh?
I don't think
part?
You have any friends that you'd have to be worried about that.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
That is really disturbing and frightening.
All in 1 week.
Wow.
Craziness. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I
mean, everyone's talking about the money on Miami Face Eater, but these things are, like, 10 times more disturbing. Well, I mean, yeah. They're all disturbing.
And the Miami one, they're both naked.
Yes.
I don't know why they're both naked. I thought he was...
Well, the theory is...
He was on, you know, whatever he was on was, like, he was just burning up hot and he had to take all his clothes off.
Well, yeah, I mean, the theory is that, like, that I think that's maybe that happened to both of them and maybe they were both doing the same drug.
Oh, they were both on it?
And maybe that, you know, I guess it, like, burns your organs and you, like, have to get undressed.
Yeah, and you're just, like...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Apparently he was beating him up for a while, and then he started to eat his face.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even deal.
This,
it's horrific. So we have to stop talking about this soon.
All right.
I can't even deal. But we can't ignore
it.
I
don't have anything. Yeah.
No one has anything to call in to say.
You gotta watch out for that stuff.
Don't call in. I don't want to talk
about
it anymore.
We're not taking any calls?
No.
Maybe we'll get calls if we say we're not taking any calls.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it. But maybe, can we get to the weird news?
I think we really need to.
I needed to talk about it because we can't ignore it, but I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We need a palate cleanser.
I need a palate cleanser, totally.
Well, that's weird news, but...
I think it's pretty weird.
I got some different weird news right here.
All right, let's get to it.
This one comes to us from St. Louis. A streaker at a Cardinals game says he lost the bet. A streaker ran onto the field during a Cardinals game. Well, they said because he lost the bet. Why do they keep doing this with the headlines? Anyways, he's a 22-year-old, and he was he got rid of his clothes and jumped onto the field after the seventh inning on Thursday night. Officers retrieved his shorts from the stands and made him put them back on.
Or if you were a Reply Girl, you'd say his shorts.
Oh, shorts.
Shorts.
That's right, because she's foreign.
She can't say the SH sound.
They think that the security at the stadium thinks that he appeared to be drinking that night.
Well, you'd have to.
And he's running all over the field and the outfield. He was jailed overnight.
Oh, overnight?
I guess that's what they do. And that's what's happening in St. Louis. I do have for us a little picture. It's very little.
Oh, you do?
But it's kind of funny.
Of the streaker? Wow.
All cheeks and all.
Is that... What's up with his butt? I guess he can't tan your butt.
Yeah. He's a white ass.
Wow.
He just looks like he's booking off.
I like that he's in front of the sign Walk-Off Hero.
I know. It's like perfect.
It's totally perfect.
It's perfectly lined up. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Well, good for that guy.
Yeah, right? I guess he's paying off his bet, so that's good.
Colin Grunstrom. Colin. All right.
Yeah.
What's next?
This is the priest. This comes to us from London. There's a priest that apologized for unholy language on Facebook. Kenan Paul Shockery, vicar of the Minster Church of St. George in Doncaster, Northern England.
What's the name of that church again? One more time for me.
What, did I say that wrong?
No, I just want you to read the name one more time.
Doncaster?
Is that... Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like Doncaster something something of something something.
Oh, he's a vicar of the Minster Church of St. George in Doncaster, Northern England.
That's very English, isn't it?
It is. It is pretty... It's a long-ass title.
Yes, it is.
Anyways, some of the things that he said... where's the funny stuff here? Oh, he says, I think I'll put my feet up. I've done F all I can do other than a jazz lesson is it from a friend.
He said he dropped an F bomb on Facebook?
Yeah, that's what's happening in London. Yeah.
It's kind
of
funny.
He says, I hear the fizz of a tonic in my gin beckoning.
Oh, is he drinking and
using
the F bomb on Facebook?
That's probably what's happening.
Well, it doesn't make him a bad person.
And he says, oh dear, sin is such fun, he says.
Wow.
Well, he had to apologize. I guess someone reported him to the church.
Oh, that's a tattletale.
Tattletale.
Tattletale. A no fun person. But I guess if you're a priest, you can't have fun on Facebook.
I don't know. I'm surprised, like you were saying, that they're on Facebook.
Well, you know, you got to spread the word on the social networking
site. Your mission, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Got to get people into God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go Jesus.
Go Jesus!
What's the next story?
Wow, I'm trying to think which one to go here. I got one more.
Do you want me to play a song while you figure it out?
You got a song?
No.
Okay.
I can play this, though.
What's that?
Penis goes into the anus to rupture intestines.
Oh, that's a good one.
Intestines. Who says intestines instead of intestines, by the way?
She said a lot of things wrong, actually.
Well, she's a wacko. What do you got?
Let's go with this one. This one comes to us from Los Angeles. An LA police officer sets a new record for a Ferris wheel ride. After breaking 25 hours on a Ferris wheel in Los Angeles, a police detective...
Horrible.
Can you imagine that?
That's horrible.
This is a 130-foot wheel just spinning around. He was at the park there from 7:30 a.m. Thursday, except for hourly five-minute breaks. He didn't stop riding until 8:30 a.m. on Friday.
Why?
I guess he spent... He's trying to beat the record, which was... So that was 25. There was another record previous... I believe it was 24 and a half hours.
Okay, I maintain my belief.
So
Guinness Book of World Records.
He is in.
Stupid.
And that's what happened in Los Angeles.
That's really what I think. I think anything that you've done to break the Guinness Book of World Records is a complete waste of time
just to do that.
Stupid.
So the previous record...
World's longest, whatever, world's longest timed, world's biggest, world's smallest, world's longest, world's most, whatever.
But it's kind of...
Stupid.
But it's kind of fascinating to see a cop on there for 25 hours.
Oh, I missed that part. It was a cop?
Yeah. It's kind of a weird part of the story.
Was he in his cop outfit?
No. Oh, so that would have... say anything about that.
That would have made it hilarious.
He spent some time... It sounds like it's cheating if he's taking five-minute breaks.
Yeah, he's got to be on there.
And he's making phone calls.
You pee in a Gatorade bottle if you need to, if you're really going to break the world record.
Yeah, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
You've got to suffer through it.
Yeah, stay on there.
The previous record was 24 hours and 30 minutes set by a woman in Dublin last year.
Again, stupid. Dublin?
Yeah.
Bored over there.
I guess so.
It's got nothing to do with getting on the Ferris wheel.
I guess so. Where is this? Anyways, that is the weird news.
Do you enjoy a Ferris wheel?
I don't think I could really get into it. I think it frightens me a little bit.
I think it also frightens me.
It's
I think
a little
a
weird.
Also dumb.
Like you're really high up.
You
Some
are.
Of them are
and
really
sometimes,
high.
Sometimes it stops.
Yeah, it stops and it's swinging. And
yeah.
You're,
oh, it's no
know.
Good.
It's kind of weird.
I hate amusement parks in general.
Yeah.
I'm not amused by amusement parks.
That's right.
It's a non-amusement park. The Ferris wheel, I think, is one of the dumbest rides.
Yeah.
I mean.
Merry-go-round, it's pretty bad, too.
Yeah. But I think a merry-go-round is like 10 times better than a Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Do you like the up and down action?
On the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Sometimes they go up and down. You know, remember when you were a little kid and you got on the merry-go-round and you were really sad because you got on the one horse that didn't go up and down?
Oh, yeah, because some of them just stand still and some go up and down.
Yeah, that's right.
You feel like a loser.
You're like, oh, I lost.
Like, I got the dud.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Or you had to ride in the little car that doesn't do anything.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
Because you got a family or something.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's for special people or something because the pony's too much to handle. Write that down. Good quote. The pony's too much to handle.
Pony's too much to handle. What was the other one?
Oh, I forget. Something socks in the wet socks.
There's nothing worse than wet socks or something like that.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Good quotes for the show.
Good quotes. Should we take a break and come back with a YouTube video?
Sure.
It's pretty interesting. I think you'll like it.
I'm up for it.
We'll play a little bits of it.
And we've also got the best of Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget about
that. Oh,
that
is? Okay. We'll do the other one real. We'll do the other one real quick.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're gonna love it.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish. And I go, well, f*** you, you asshole. It feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like f*** you asshole, suck my d*** off, and f*** sucker since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No s***. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
The Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, this is Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back. All right, you want to get to the YouTube thing?
Yeah, let's get right to it.
All right.
This is pretty funny. I don't know if you've, I don't listen to much David Lee Roth, but,
neither do I.
I found this scouring the internet, and I thought it was kind of entertaining. This is just a separate vocal track of him doing Running with the Devil. I think a lot of people, it's a very popular song. People
I like that song, Running
people
with the Devil.
Know. Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
Yeah, I know it.
So I'll just play a little bit of this. I think this is the beginning here. I see we can... It's just funny to hear this separately, I think. There's many parts of this that are really funny. There's no actually video that goes with it. It's just his picture. Let's see if he gets into some of the meat of it here.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at
pretty good.
A base.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It's these parts that are funny, though. I love that. That's crazy. You can hear the background
a little bit.
I'll tell you all about it. I found the simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road.
Didn't David Lee Roth have a talk show for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, I think so.
After Howard Stern.
That's right, exactly, yeah. I don't know what happened. That ended really quickly, though.
Well, I think it was terrible.
Was it?
This is probably worse than our show.
God damn it, baby.
You mean our show is better than that show?
I'm just kidding.
I think my favorite part's coming up here. It's pretty crazy.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's coming up. It's pretty good.
Woo!
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
And I love that part, so I've isolated that, put it on the soundboard now. I think it's great for many uses.
That is good.
It's
kind of
like the craziness. Anyways, I wanted to point that out. It's fun. You can check it out on YouTube. David Lee Roth, Running with the Devil.
Maybe we'll
vocals
put it on the
only.
Blog.
Oh, I could put it on the blog.
Put it on the blog.
I thought we should check that out.
That'll be your first ever
good.
Blog post.
You should probably do that. It's really great. It's fun.
It's funny.
Yeah, check it out.
I wish that I could hear a little bit of David Lee Roth's talk show.
Yeah, we should look for that. Yeah, maybe we should find that. I bet it's on YouTube or something.
I bet there's clips somewhere that somebody recorded.
We should see how that is.
I heard it was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they took it off the air very quickly.
Like it was over before it even started, pretty much. Yeah,
very quickly. So we've got 15 minutes remaining approximately.
All right.
So now we're going to do a new segment that I've decided to come up with here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Called The Best of Blog Talk
Radio.
Oh,
nice.
So, I don't know if those of you listening know what Blog Talk Radio is all about. Blog Talk Radio is a broadcasting service that allows anyone, anywhere, to host a talk radio show or a radio show of any kind, such as this one, The Derek and Kay Show. Can you play the jingle,
yeah.
please?
Yeah. All right.
The Derek and Kay Show.
So there are a number of things you have to go through to host your own show. I believe that it used to be free for like an hour show.
Yeah, I think they brought that down to half hour now.
And now it's a half hour
you
free.
You can do half hour, yeah.
So the quality of the shows that are an hour have gone up since it's you have to pay now for an hour.
You wouldn't believe it, but yeah, they have.
But the half hour is still free.
Yeah.
So
there's some gems out there. Eh?
I scoured the Blog Talk Radio website to see who was still broadcasting in a half hour.
Nice.
And
that's a good idea. That's a good poll. I like that.
We've got some gems
nice.
Coming up for you. So, I'm not saying that we are the best things on Blog Talk Radio.
Right, we're not saying that.
I'm not saying that we are superior to all the other shows.
Right.
I'm not saying that we are just, you know, the best, God's gift to Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
I'm saying that we have it together just a little bit more than some others.
It's a show.
It's a show.
We got a show.
So the first gem I found was called, I clicked on it, and it's the show title was Latest Drama / Fun. The user is Mars, M-A-R-Z. Look it up.
Great show title.
And by the way, I only did one search for a genre of comedy. So these are all,
okay.
These are just the comedy shows I discovered.
I bet there's a lot of other gems out there, yeah.
Under the description, it just said E-D-H-U-G-F-J-K-F-J-K-T-G-F. Which cannot be pronounced. That was the description.
They're not spelling anything.
No, not really.
Cat on keyboard?
Perhaps. And this.
Oh, boy.
This is their show. Every time I walk in the
closet. All right, y'all in here.
Smooth.
Okay.
Nice cut in.
Okay, so what's the topic, my friend?
A little bit of dead air.
Hello? Why are y'all so quiet?
Are we on air?
Yeah.
So
the topic is fake friends. Okay.
Yeah, the topic is fake friends. So, well, if you guys have anything on...
I can name one right now.
Oh, my God.
Passion V. Looking like a bird. Yeah, she's fake.
She's fake for what she did. How you gonna take me from the group that I made? Girl, bye. Not with that skin on, please.
I'm dumbfounded.
Silence.
What was that?
I don't know. That was their intro clip.
Hello?
Again.
Hello.
Why are you not talking?
Blue's on the... Is Ava on the phone?
Yeah, Ava's on the phone. Everybody's on the phone.
I'm glad they got that worked out.
On the phone?
I don't think so.
Somebody
got a... So let me just interject to say I got 5 minutes of this, actually, or 6 minutes or something like
that. Wow.
I don't even know why I recorded 6 minutes. It's a little bit later in the clip.
His coochie stinks.
Kiki, I mean, Brittany said that we did the show without her.
What?
And Barry is bald. He got cancer.
What's that time?
I don't know.
Oh,
I just want to be mean today.
This isn't
can
a
I
show.
Can I be on mute? Wait, before I go on mute, can I give a shout out?
Ava.
Sure. Can I give a shout out?
It became all about the shout out.
No, that's it, B&B. We have another shout out. No, I want to give a shout out. Shut up. I want to give a shout out to you,
Lexus.
Wow.
Wait, let him get his shout out. Give your shout out. Hurry up, B&B. You got
look,
to everyone listening.
I want to give a shout out to Mars, even though he being mad rude to me,
he
I want to give
what?
A shout
mad
out
rude.
To you girls that's doing the radio show. Ain't one Gia, Ava, and Alexis. I want to give a shout out to y'all. I want to give a shout out to Ivy. All right, Head. Bandy. I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out.
All right, so obviously,
how is this a show.
Obviously, it's teenagers. Okay.
Okay.
And the
really?
Yes.
A couple of them sound a little older, but I don't know.
No, it's teenagers.
Maybe
the
I
high schoolers.
Don't.
So the majority of these lovely gems I found were from teenagers.
Okay.
And one of my favorite ones was the show entitled Let's Do It under username 47760. And it was just broadcasted Tuesday the 29th.
Uh-huh.
And the description just said, hey, it's me, Jay. And the best part about this is that they were trying to figure out how it works for 5 whole minutes. And she talked over the Blog Talk Radio jingle, so
nice.
Let's listen to that again.
Going.
Once again, yeah, I already know. Go ahead and call in, do your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Sammy.
What's wrong?
Music.
What's wrong
I
with
really
this person?
Though,
she's 14, real. That's what's wrong with her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Deep 14-year-old voice, though. She sounds like she could be 30.
Well, yeah.
Good. Good stuff.
Oh, it happened.
Keep talking.
Wow,
our first show is better.
It is better, and our first show sucked.
Wow, it's amazing. Silence.
Ew. I'm wish you can't hear.
What?
Hold on.
No, she's singing to herself.
I can't believe this gets iTunes.
I'm gonna stop and say that
that's unbelievable.
I'm just gonna give a tip.
Yeah.
To all the potential Blog Talk Radio hosts out there, no matter if you're 14
mm-hmm.
or if you're 4 or if you're 40.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a show, you should probably talk into the microphone or the phone. And not have the radio silence.
Oh, yes, yes. Don't leave that silent. People are listening. So if you're not talking or you're not doing anything, nothing's happening.
People are clicking off of your link.
Yep. Gone.
Absolutely. Just like right now.
Wow.
I don't know what that got going on.
What you got going on?
She does get a call, though, which is great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's you.
That's where the fun starts. I wish it was me. Which made me think I should start calling into some of these shows sometimes.
You should. You should record it.
I should just troll to troll.
Yeah. I would love to. If these were live, I would love to call them.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so good.
Oh.
Who is this I'm talking to?
She's got a caller.
Sammy. Sammy.
It's not online.
It's not online.
The radio. It's not on air.
What's not on air? It's not. Yes, it is.
Can you hear it?
Hold on.
Because I can't hear it.
What the hell is that person saying? Where's that person from? What accent is that?
I can't figure out the accent at all. I listened to it for a long time, and I couldn't figure out the accent.
Yeah.
That's something weird.
Hold on. Let me ask the room if they can hear it.
What accent is that?
Maybe. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
It takes them a while to figure it out.
It's not. It doesn't look like it was before.
I hear it. Hey, you're just fine.
How are you going to hear yourself just fine?
How come I can't hear it?
It might be slow. It might be. Okay. Yeah, Sammy just had a blonde moment. Seriously.
See, James can't hear us, or Kim can't hear us as well.
Call.
So she obviously knows these people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me fast forward a little bit because it gets great when they figure out how to get the show on.
Oh, I bet. Even though the show's been on.
Yes, even though the show's been on.
That was funny. Okay, seriously.
Wow, this is good stuff.
Oh my gosh, I know why. Because you linked the wrong link.
I've got the whole link.
All right,
here it is.
Wow.
And now it's them just listening to each other.
Can you shut up and just ring up already?
So now they're listening to their show.
Yes.
Yeah, smarter
than I thought. Wait a minute, from the delay?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a big delay.
Now again.
Is it going to start looping? It's
looped. And they listen to the loop for
Someone call.
5 minutes.
This has got to be the worst.
So another tip. When we find out we're having a loop in our show, and sometimes it happens, we're not perfect. We've
done it. We've done it a couple times.
We stop it.
Yep.
We don't broadcast it on air.
You stop the loop.
Stop the loop.
Yeah, stop the playback.
But the best one I found was this awesome show, and it's only 7 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't know why it was still in the search field, because it was from 2007.
Wow.
And it's a little kid. It's the best.
A kid
and I
has
wanna,
his own show.
It's actually adorable because it's so horrible. And I want to find this kid and find out what his deal is and like interview him, because it's amazing. Here it is. By the way, I also want you to observe that the sound quality is much better in 2007 on Block Talk Radio.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Still a lot of silence, though.
Yeah, a lot of silence. You hear he's there, though.
Yeah, he's totally there.
Yeah. No?
Yo.
What?
Huh?
His grandmother was like, "You like you gonna be on my phone long."
My bad, we had trouble with the phone. But as y'all know, R. Kelly had to go back to court.
So he's on like 10?
This is what he had to say to the
cute.
Judge.
Uh-oh.
What's up? It's Buddha Black, the kid, a.k.a. Young B. This is my first ever radio station. Thanks for tuning in to listen. R. Kelly went back to court.
He's got the loop on?
I guess.
Oh, jeez.
What's up?
Can't figure that out. If you're 10 years old, you can't even start this, can you?
I'm sure
like
you can lie.
Yeah.
Kelly will make the court.
You got the loop going.
Can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out.
Why is it? That's what he had to say to the judge.
He's already.
Because he went back to court for charges allegedly raping a little girl. That's what he had to say to the judge. He said.
Here we go. All right, we can't play R. Kelly on the air because we don't have a license for it.
The main
here.
Thing we're going to be talking about today is MySpace.
MySpace!
Oh, great.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We need some
it's all the rage now.
To call in, tell us about your MySpace. You want everybody to bring your MySpace to add you as a friend.
Huh?
Add you as a friend.
So go in.
It's tough when you're 10.
So go in there.
Yeah,
so go on
do
over
it.
To join and call that number.
Call that number.
So people can add you on the MySpace. You want the whole world to know the MySpace. What's up?
What's up?
Isn't it awesome? I think
it's really
awesome because he's cute. He's totally typical. He's like, tell me what your MySpace is. What's up?
10 years old.
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I wasn't this cool when I was 10.
Neither was I.
Somebody calling Buddha Black the Kid.
Huh?
As you know.
It's got a great ending, by the way.
That this is my first radio station, so it might sound a little funny. Because I'm trying to do all this stuff on the computer. And go to the joint.
Go to the what?
I don't know.
But the main thing we're going to talk about is MySpace.
Great. It's popular these days.
If you're a MySpace freak, call in.
If you're a MySpace freak, call in.
All the girls out there, y'all know who I'm talking about. If you're a MySpace freak, call in.
He's 10 years old.
I know.
So y'all could get all these
I mean, I don't know if he's 10 legit, but it sounds like he's 10.
But this is my first ever radio station. I can tell y'all right now it's going to sound messed up because I ain't playing. I just made the joint. I just went straight to it, started talking.
It's got the best ending ever.
But just for the fans. We gotta go pay the bill, so we'll be right back.
He pulled that one out.
We can't pay Daughtry.
Yeah, you gotta pay the bills, that's what they say, right?
Yeah, that was just a little clip. We had to go pay the bills, y'all.
Here
it
goes.
Yes.
And he just hangs up.
Oh, quick.
Oh, it's so
it's
great.
7 minutes.
Yes. So that user,
great.
Buddha Black or whatever the hell your name is, we love you.
It's pretty great.
I totally want to go find that kid.
Maybe we have him on. He's not broadcasting
anymore. No, that was the
anymore.
Only
quote
one.
Broadcasting.
Yeah, quote broadcasting.
One show.
So great.
We should get him back on.
I have, and you know what? I have others for the blessed, for the best of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, those are really
yeah,
fun.
So
I love that.
There'll be more in the future. We're not saying we're awesome. We're just
right?
saying that we're just giving out tips.
Do you think any of those could cross into, you know, maybe we reach out a call to help them?
Perhaps if they're on at the same time we're on, which is the rub.
That could be pretty good.
That's the rub. But
30-minute shows.
So tune in next week when we have our Nintendo.
Yes.
Nintendo show.
This should be really exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Oh,
Susie Variety.
That was so quick.
Yeah, it was quick. All right.
All right.
Tune in next week, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.